I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life, made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Well, Jackson, you know your audience. Thank you for that. That was Taylor Swift, Bad Blood. We are back. Greg, still on Nantucket. Have you talked to him at all, Curtis? Do you know how the trip is going?
No. I talked to Greg Thursday evening, and I haven't heard from him since.
Maybe we need to get him to call in or something. I like that he's able to sleep in. I'm sure he's sleeping right now, but I saw Lindsay posted that he was getting his 10K steps in, so they were being fit fam.
I actually had to do it. I thought it was Ryan.
Can confirm.
He looked slim.
He looked, totally unrecognizable.
Yeah. He got new walking sneakers. He was telling us about that the other day because his others he had worn out too much. So.
I just got a new pair on the way coming this weekend. The sneakers that you told me about that changed my life. So
nice.
Thank you.
Thank you for not wearing Air Jordans while you were going on your jogs. That's why you would trip and fall.
Right. Yeah, now I'm just clumsy.
But it does seem like he's having a good time. He's having great weather. I'm very jealous of him. But seems like he's eating healthy. There's been a lot of seafood, like shrimp cocktails, but I haven't seen any heavy meals for him, so he's staying on that diet.
I'm sure he hasn't had a single burger or fry.
Right. No, definitely not. And no alcohol.
Yeah, right. Ayahuasca.
Wiggy in for one more day before heading off to Martha's Vineyard. Jackson in for Shime, who is in Maine. We've got college real world Tom here. Curtis and I in for the rest of the week. But right now, Jackson, let's get to They Said It.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is presented by Catches Law, who are honoring the people who built this city. Help Catches nominate a hardworking hero, whether they build, drive, or care for our city. Go to WeBuiltThisCity.com and nominate a hero today. Every month, Catches Law will pick a nominee to receive a prize package that includes $1,000 cash, tickets to a baseball game, and your photo on a billboard. Go to WeBuiltThisCity.com to nominate your hero. Where do you want to start today, Jackson?
Well, Courtney, we're going to start with Wiggy's guy, Denzel Washington. He was on First Take, and he had, apparently he's a Cowboys fan, he had some opinions on Jerry Jones.
I've been a Cowboy fan since the 60s. He's making it hard for me. Not to be a fan, because I'm still a Cowboy fan. I'm still going to have the star on the side of the hat. But he ain't thinking about us. He's thinking about his pocket. There's box office, and there's Oscars. Jerry, been a while, huh? You ain't been to the show, you wouldn't know. Wouldn't been to the show, you wouldn't know.
Uh-oh.
Haven't been to the show, so you wouldn't know what it is to win.
And I believe Denzel, I got to hang out with him one time.
That's right.
And he is a massive football fan. At the time when I was hanging out with him, his kid was playing football and was getting ready to get going to college and everything. And he was like, you know, looking for colleges and that kind of thing and trying to figure out, that road. So he's a huge, huge, probably a diehard Cowboys fan, but he's been a fan forever.
Can I also say, though, Jerry Jones could be the best owner/actor out there, because what he did in Landman, the first season of Landman, he was in an episode, Jerry Jones was, and was incredible. Probably one of the best scenes in the season.
I have never seen Landman.
Yeah. Curtis, that is shocking to me because you and I are usually very simpatico on what we like. You need to watch it. If you are looking for a new show, Landman, it's so good.
Is that
good.
Billy Bob Thornton?
Yes.
Ooh, I love Billy Bob Thornton.
It's kind of Yellowstone-esque, but it's with like the oil mills.
I am in search of a new show.
Yeah, it
Landman.
Is.
Landman.
It is, and there's one season, very easy. And I'm seeing on Twitch right now, and I'm very upset with myself. I believe that I got, did I say that it was bad blood coming out? It was ready for it.
Oh, okay.
I am very sorry. I'm very sorry.
I dare not correct the Swiftie here.
I am so sorry.
All right. Well, I thought, you know, when you said it was Taylor Swift bad blood, I was like, oh, okay, cool.
God, I'm upset with myself.
Yeah,
for that
you know,
one.
Just shake it off.
Okay, nailed it.
Shake it off.
Yeah, no, if you
shake it. Don't she have a shake it off?
Yeah,
song?
She does. That's why I said nailed it.
I mean, you can't do better than I just did there.
If you want to watch Landman, I'm telling you, Jerry Jones, the scene with him, he comes out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, you are shocked with how well he does in that scene.
I can't wait.
He plays himself, so I guess that makes it a bit
easier.
That's true.
Well, he's an egomaniac on screen and in real life.
Yes. Jackson, what else do we have?
Next, we pivot to baseball. Our guy, Bradfo, talking about young up-and-coming pitcher Peyton Tolle for the Worcester Moose Sox.
He has what it takes to come in, not have to worry about the kick change and the sweeper and all that stuff. He has maybe the best, the most impactful fastball in all the minor leagues. And, you know, the guy that I think of when I think of him, when I think of Peyton Tolle potentially impacting the major league team, is David Price. It's David Price in 2008.
All right. I don't get, like... I'm still learning the baseball prospect way that they go about doing things, like how long a guy has to stay down in the minors before he come up. Because, in football, when you get drafted, you're expected to contribute.
Right, because college football is the minor league system of the NFL.
Okay.
So, like, when you...
So, when will we see this kid then?
I don't know.
Four? So, he's like a freshman in college? So, we're going to see him in, 3-4 years?
No. I think... Next year, late next year, maybe.
Okay.
I'm not positive, but there is the Red Sox have this incredible system in place for how to know when pitchers are ready. So whenever they get to that unknown level, they'll be ready to go.
All right, awesome. Jackson, anything else?
Sorry, and finally we go to Michael Porter Jr. on One Night in Stein talking about sports gambling since Curtis brought it up with Shohei. Let's hear what he had to say.
Think about if you could get all your homies rich by telling them, yo, $10,000 on my under, you know, this one game I'm going to act like I got an injury and I'm going to sit out. I'm going to come out after 3 minutes and they all get a little bag because you did it one game. Like, that is so not okay, but some people probably think like that. They come from nothing, and 100%. All their homies have nothing.
100%.
And they're like, bro, if I come out of this game after 3 minutes and y'all all hit on my under, we're all getting a little bag.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I obviously my brother went through his situation. Malik Beasley's going through a situation right now. Terry Rozier was in some hot water. But the whole sports gambling like entity, bro, it's bad and it's. It's only going to get worse, bro. Like, we really do get death threats.
Mm. It is terrible. And we've talked about it with Red Sox players that they've posted. Our guy Liam has said that his wife has gotten, death threats or terrible things sent to them. This happens all the time, and it's only getting worse, and I don't know how to stop it. I think the only way to make strides in helping to stop it is, we've said it before, social media accounts need to have a real name and photo associated with it. You need to be held responsible for what you say on the internet. It can't just be an anonymous person that thinks that they can say whatever they want without any type of consequence. But that's the only thing I can think of to help solve this.
It's so scary because, on a different note, we get a lot of Hill Notes. And I get intimidated by some of them sometimes. Sometimes they're pretty scary with their vitriol and their hate. I can't imagine if they were losing money on the show how they would feel.
Mm. Well, it's very interesting to hear from Michael Porter Jr. because, like, he talked about his brother. And it was interesting the way he worded, like, all right, how you could set up your homeboys, right? How you could set up your friends for life. And I wonder if he's giving us a little window into what happened with his brother, trying to maybe set up his friends. But I would say this, if your friends are looking for you to do thing that they know is going to jeopardize your passion and your career and what you love to do, you probably want to find some new friends because they ain't there for you. Them are not the ride or die friends that you need. But it's very interesting to see how he talks about it. And when you look at it that way, like the money might not help the NBA player, the $10,000 bet that he places, and let's say he wins 80 grand, I don't know. That might not help the NBA player who could be making 8, 9 million a season, but that could help out the friend who could really like use $80,000. Like, so it's interesting that he kind of used that as an example, Michael Porter Jr., and then obviously his brother, I think he's banned for life because of his gambling situation. So you just got to be careful, man.
It's just there are so many avenues by which you can get pretty quickly corrupted in the world that we're in right now.
Oh,
when
yeah.
it comes to the amount of ways you can gamble, the amount of distance, and I there is no answer for it because it's been going on forever. It's just a it's interesting to hear a guy like Michael Porter be that honest and direct
right.
about it.
And the social media element of it, the death threat things, I guess, like, you know, other than exposing people, what else can you do? I think you have to, as an athlete, you have to take it seriously because, you know, think about how many whack jobs are out there nowadays. You know what I mean? A guy loses $500. You might be thinking, as an athlete, that's nothing, but that could have been, you know, his decision on whether or not he gets evicted from his home. And in his wacky mind, he comes up and, you know, does.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Something crazy to you or your family, so you have to take them seriously.
But it's not even, you do need to take them seriously mm-hmm. because there are so many crazy people in the world, but you have no idea what somebody's going through when you're sending that message, when you're hitting send to right. just send this, you're not going to think about it the rest of the day. If you send some wife of an athlete to go kill themselves because their husband lost you money that day. Mm-hmm. You have no idea what she is going through on the other side of the computer or phone screen. And God forbid, if somebody is not in the right headspace to be able to be, and nobody's in the right headspace to get messages like that, mm-hmm. especially at the amount that these people are receiving these messages, like, what if somebody actually does something and you are somebody who's responsible? Like, people should be held responsible for something like that.
Well, like, what that case was, that a BC case where the girlfriend made the kid jump off? Did she go to BC? Or maybe there's something like that. But that was the girlfriend case, right?
It was a parking garage, yeah.
Right. But she wasn't convicted of that.
No,
I don't believe so. I don't.
The only answer for any of this is to stop allowing other strangers to, I know it's easier said than done, but like, I've thought about this. People are crazy. They're psychotic. They send things that are despicable, but I have never met an actual person who has been anything but kind and generous as a result of this job. And the people, I guarantee you, when Liam Hendricks goes to Abe and Louie's, the people come up and say, "Hey, can I get a picture?" It's just,
but all it takes is one. Remember the case, I think Courtney did it, with the guy in Vegas, the guy was a podcaster or something like that, and he was, you know, joking on the other guy, and the guy walked up to him in the street.
Shot him.
Yeah, and ended up shooting. So all it takes is one where you might be like, yeah, he says a lot of stuff, I say stuff back to them, but they're not going to do nothing. All it takes is that one nut job to take it seriously, and, you know, they might try something.
And Michelle Carter was convicted of involuntary manslaughter.
That's a different one than the BC one. But
is it? I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Michelle Carter was also a
Massachusetts. That was the one in the truck with the where the kid, you know.
Yeah, Yeah. Anything else, Jackson?
We got one more. We have Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network talking about on-the-bubble receiver in Efton Chisholm. Here's what he had to say.
Think about the history of slot receivers in Josh McDaniels' offense, whether it was Wes Welker, whether it was Julian Edelman, whether it was Danny Amendola, and now maybe Efton Chisholm. Like, he runs all the same routes, that all those guys did. Here it is. Next play after that one, 30 seconds to go in the half. Here he is in a slot, all right? Little cover two trap right here. Bam, catches everything. You watch the touchdown right here. All right, here you go. Here he is in the slot right here. Very popular route combination. These crossers with the flare by the back. Like, everybody runs this pass pattern right here, and he catches it, and then he just runs away from the defender. I don't care what quarter this was in and who he played against.
All right.
Perhaps a new slot guy for the Patriots.
I mean, I don't know. I think Pop Douglas is the guy that they like there now. When you look at the slot guy, and I know it's like it's such a stereotypical thing that a lot of people do. It's like, here's a white slot receiver. Let's compare him to Danny Amendola. Let's compare him to Wes Welker. Let's compare him to Julian Edelman.
Right.
But I mean, I think the position actually started with Troy Brown.
Sure did.
I want to say Troy. It went Troy.
Was it Krebet?
Krebet in New York. Yep. But I can't remember if Krebet was after Troy.
Well, Krebet would have been. Well, if you're going back to the 90s, so Troy was, when was he? It was an eighth
Troy
round
was
pick.
93.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was Troy. Then Krebet was in New York in 95.
Right.
And then that's kind of like that whole slot position. But it probably even went back further, whoever was before that. But
with the Giants.
Yeah. I think Pop Douglas, when you look at his skill set, he fits that mold of that slot receiver.
Yeah.
And I think that would be. And you know who else even fits that skill set? And I wouldn't be surprised if they do it with him. Me and my boy were having this conversation. Is Steph Diggs. Like, Steph Diggs is kind of like a slot guy.
Right.
I don't know who their outside the numbers guy is. I feel like all of those guys, whether it's Booty, Pop Douglas, Diggs, I feel like all those guys are inside the number slot type of guys. And is your outside guy like maybe Mac Hollins and Kyle Williams?
Do you expect to see Steph Diggs on Saturday?
I would hope so.
Yeah, that's a great question, Courtney. I don't know.
His old stomping grounds.
Right. But are they still kind of like, all right, we want to ease him in, like ease him in the sense where we don't want him to get tackled till it means something?
Yeah, I feel like they should. I hope they do. I hope they play Diggs Saturday because I want to see Drake and him. I heard news yesterday that Vrabel has been spending an inordinate amount of time with the offense hounding Drake May, which is great news for me. I just go back, and it's such, none of this is big, right? We're not reacting to big games. We're reacting to two series and what Drake performed. He did not have a good game on Friday night. And the way in which he was sort of aw shucksing it after the game, I think that's his personality.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that's got to go right up the keister of Vrabel. Like,
because that's a polar opposite of how Vrabel is.
Like, and that's what, you know, I think he's trying. I don't know if you can instill a change of an approach, but I think Vrabel's doing the very best he can to get a bigger sense of urgency from Drake May.
Well, maybe because it's the last day that we have Wiggy before he takes off, and we won't talk to you before Saturday. At the end of the 8 o'clock hour, maybe we can get your differences that you want to see between the first preseason game and the second preseason game as the Pats get ready to take on the Vikings on Saturday. They've got two preseason practices, joint practices today and tomorrow before Saturday's matchup. We have the news coming up next, as well as the dumbest of the day. There is a crazy irrational fear when it comes to the ocean. There's something up in the ocean, but we're going to get to that after the break.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.